Federal authorities have captured a man suspected of sending hundreds of hoax anthrax letters to clinics that perform abortions. Clayton Lee Wagner, an escaped convict, was arrested yesterday at a Kinko's copy center outside Cincinnati. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
An employee at Kinko's recognized Clayton Lee Wagner and notified police. The copy center is one of the places Wagner was known to have frequented in a number of states. The U.S. Marshals Service and local police made the arrest in Springdale, Ohio. Speaking at Marshals Service headquarters, Attorney General John Ashcroft confirmed Wagner is in the custody of the marshals.
In those good hands, I have to tell you that the United States is a safer and more secure place. The battle against those who inflict terror or seek to induce terror with hoaxes or threats is a battle that must be joined by all Americans.
Wagner was on the FBI's and the U.S. Marshals' most wanted list. He escaped from an Illinois prison in February while awaiting sentencing on weapons charges. The fugitive called himself an anti-abortion warrior. Last month, while Wagner was in Georgia, he claimed responsibility for sending more than 500 anthrax threats to reproductive health centers and to abortion rights groups. The letters were sent by U.S. mail and by Federal Express. None contained anthrax spores. Gloria Felt with Planned Parenthood says she is thrilled that Wagner is in custody, but Felt is urging federal authorities to continue their search.
Somebody has been aiding and abetting him. Somebody has been helping him survive and hide. So we don't know who they are, but we think that they need to be found and brought to justice also.
Felt says she is grateful to the woman who recognized Wagner's photo from the wanted posters. Many anti-abortion activists say they, too, are relieved that Clayton Wagner has been apprehended. The Reverend Patrick Mahoney is director of the Christian Defense Coalition. Wagner should be behind bars, according to Mahoney, but he says abortion rights groups have gone too far in trying to link Wagner to mainstream anti-abortion groups.
The concern that I have, particularly for the pro-life movement, however, is the broad brush that many in the pro-choice movement are trying to paint us with because of Clayton Lee Wagner. I've never heard of this man before. I don't even know if he's ever been at any pro-life events. And suddenly, people in Planned Parenthood and other pro-choice advocates are suddenly trying to say that this is the kind of terrorism we have had to experience over the last 15 years, and I find that morally offensive, disingenuous, and just an outright lie.
But abortion rights groups say Wagner and other extremists have threatened the lives of abortion providers and clinic staff for years. Wagner claimed to be part of an extreme anti-abortion faction, the so-called Army of God. What is so disturbing to abortion rights groups about the anthrax threats is that they were sent at the same time that letters containing real anthrax were mailed to key senators and to some media outlets. The Feminist Majority Foundation is asking the Justice Department to designate the Army of God a terrorist organization and to pursue anyone it can identify who works with the militant group. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.